We'll be taking a look at the main headline stories in just a moment. But I promised you lots of dancing, didn't I, this morning? Morris dancing isn't just for older men. That's the message that Dan Petley is trying to get across. Dan runs a Morris team, the Bladder Sticks, and he set himself the goal of getting younger people interested in the activity. Dan, or the Squire, I should say, of Bladder Stick, is, as he's also known, joins me now in the studio. Morning to you, Dan.
Hi, how's it going?
I had to say, I was expecting an older gentleman, perhaps with white hair, carrying some sticks, wearing white clothing, but you're completely not what I expected. Can I ask your age?
I'm 30. I look one hell of a lot younger for any of the young ladies out there. Basically, I think the whole thing about starting this side is that we need to look... basically, we just need to be normal people, and that's what we are. I mean, we reflect the folk of the city. And that's what a folk side is supposed to do. A folk side shouldn't be just old people adhering to these ancient traditions. It's just normal people doing something ridiculous.
But you've got an interesting story, because you're an artist by trade, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you had a little bit of profit. You pretty much ploughed what profit you had into setting up this side.
I mean, yeah, it's the stupidest career in the world that I have, really. It just doesn't make any sense. No, nothing I do makes any sense. I mean, you can I work as a painter, a filmmaker, performance artist, sound artist, contemporary jeweler. I do all these different things, and it's very hard to make any money out of it. I mean, if people could look at my website at danpetley.co.uk, I'd really like that, because if I can just make a bit of money by selling paintings and things, I am going to plough it into ridiculous things. Because basically, I suddenly had a spare couple of £100, and I just thought I wanted to put it into something positive and silly. And so we got disgustingly drunk and came up with the idea for the Bladder Stick.
All of this is about keeping a tradition alive, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the whole idea of keeping a tradition alive can't work unless you're actually producing your own new traditions. And I think you've got to look at where do these traditions come from in the first place. I think a tradition is generally born from people actually enjoying themselves and being disgustingly drunk. That is quite a big angle to what we do, by the way, is just get disgustingly drunk.
There is a certain amount of drinking involved in some Morris dancing, I guess, and not everyone would agree with you. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the Bladder Sticks and particularly how you came up with the name in just a moment.
Okay.
But we'll stay there, Dan. We're going to speak in just a second. Right now, though, with the time at 12 minutes to 9, a look at the main headline stories today. 1 in 5 children are living in poverty in Plymouth. The government is about to fail in reaching its own target of lifting nearly 2 million youngsters out of poverty by 2010. The trial of the former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has begun at The Hague in his absence. And BBC Radio Devon's presenters are doing something different for Pudsey, and they're taking to the dance floor alongside Spotlight Celebs for Children in Need, as we've just been hearing today. The weather: patchy drizzle, hill mist and coastal fog today. Will arrive by around late morning. Top temperature 16 degrees Celsius, that's 61 Fahrenheit.
Keeping the county on the move. Traffic and travel news from BBC Radio Devon.
A little bit busy on Plymouth roads this morning, but nothing exceptional. Generally, everything moving nice and freely and no problems coming in from traffic control. But if you do spot something that we need to mention, the number you need, 0845 300 2829. Matt Bone, BBC Radio Devon Travel.
Thank you very much indeed. The time now is just coming up to 10 to 9. It's Pippa Quelch with you for the Plymouth Breakfast Show this, what is it? Monday morning. I'm losing track of the days now. Yeah, it's not the weekend. We've passed through there. Hope you did enjoy your weekend so far. And it's nice to have your company this morning. Judy Spires is here at 9 o'clock. So I hope you can be with us. Jennifer Saunders, her guest this morning. She's the patron of a charity called Chicks. And she'll be telling you more about that after 9. On Judy's programme. Now, we've just been talking, haven't we, Dan, about the Bladder Sticks, about Morris dancing in general.
Yes.
And the Bladder Stick name, where on earth did that come from?
Well, basically it's a reference to jesters, and of course your traditional Morris Fool. He traditionally runs around with a stick with a pig's bladder on the end of it. So we've been desperately trying to get hold of a pig's bladder, to be honest. But it's
not easy to get hold of. Then.
No, it's surprisingly difficult. I mean, none of us really know how to catch and butcher a pig, and it's kind of beyond us, really. Yeah. So if anybody has a spare pig's bladder, just post it off to us. That would be splendid.
I'm interested in your look, though. I mean, you're wearing a sort of navy jacket. It's kind of like a military-style jacket this morning. And I know that different teams have... Is that the look of your team?
Oh, no. My brother's wife found this in a muddy field. And then I like things that I find on the floor. I mean, all my jewellery's made out of found objects. So if people find clothes in a muddy puddle, they generally just give them to me. Sometimes they wash them.
But that's not what your side wear. I know that different teams or sides have different looks, don't they?
I could have come in costume. I mean, basically, yeah, like the border teams, they're, you know, they always have the black ribbons coming off them and stuff. And the more traditional sides, like Plymouth Morris men, they're quite nautical. Now, I think one of the things about the bladder stick is that we are a city side, so we wear kind of dyed green shirts. We've got a logo which is Smeaton's Tower with flames gushing out of it and the evil eye up there to slightly annoy the conspiracy theorists, I suppose. And we use sticks that I bought from Wix. I mean, some sides have a problem and they say, oh, you should use traditional willow to make your sticks. And well, you know, we're a city side. We use the resources available to us because we have grown up in the city. So
you're retelling an old tradition, really?
Yeah, kind of, but I think basically a lot of the sides, a lot of these traditions sort of come up and everybody's kind of got a bit hooked on the whole rural side and the naval side. I think it's all a bit of a hangover from the 60s when there's always been a lot of debate and different things going on in the politics. There is a lot of politics in Morris dancing. There were a lot of city sides in the early 1900s, and you know, it's a lot of the sides from the cities were actually quite big. So it doesn't have to be rural. It doesn't have to be naval.
But some say you need to be a pagan to be a Morris dancer because of all the tradition attached there.
There is. I mean, one thing is that a lot of those things have been kind of made up. I mean, a lot of the history of Morris isn't truths. It's basically all based on trying to sort of legitimise yourself through making yourself sound as traditional as possible. And I don't know, you can believe that there's a pagan tradition, and there must be, really, mustn't there? Because it's dancing and the whole ritual side of it. Yeah. I mean, we're a mixed side as well. That's one of the most important things is that, you know, we've got men and women. Our youngest member's 18 and our oldest is 70. So we're just trying to get anybody that wants to take part. Bored housewives, lazy students with nothing better to do.
Anyone, really. Whereabouts do you dance or where do you meet up?
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, it's Dolphin, the Dolphin Inn down the Barbican on Monday nights. Well, obviously, we'll be there tonight.
So anyone can come along, can they?
Yeah.
Just drop in?
Yeah, we're always at the back, cramped into the corner, making a ridiculous noise. And
enjoying yourself.
Yeah, they like us in there. Yeah, we've been doing it for about, for enough time for them to have got used to us. And no one tends to get angry anymore, which
that's
is great.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Dan, it's so interesting talking to you. If anyone wants to come along tonight to the Dolphin Inn, what time do you start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
And if they needed to get in touch with you, they can't be down there tonight. So what's the best way to do that?
I'm going to do the self-promotion thing and just tell them that they should go on my website at www.danpetley.co.uk, and then you can follow the bladder stick links there, or just Google bladder stick. But basically, we're very online. I designed the site myself. It's beautiful. It's really
sure it
beautiful.
Is. Dan Petley, spelt P-E-T-L-E-Y.
Oh,
Dan,
thank
it's
you.
Great to speak to you. Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks, Pip. It's been brilliant.
Keep dancing, won't you?
Will do. Will do.
This is BBC Radio Devon.